think success goes to being more and more capable, being more and more proficient every day, just getting better and better.
Welcome to the Realtors Conspiracy Podcast. I'm here today with Drew Wolcott from the Wolcott team. How are you, Drew?
I'm very well, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for coming on the interview. Tell us about your business as a realtor and your team, what you've successfully grown so far.
Well, we started out small, I think like all teams. So it was myself. And then later on, you know, Jane, my wife, jumped in and joined me on the administrative side. And then she obtained her license, I think, a couple of years into it. So this all started, I think, some 30 years ago. And then post that, we added another administrator, and then we added a buyer agent, and then we added another buyer agent, and then another administrator, and then another buyer agent. And then I think once we got to three or four buyer agents, then we started to add in a listing agent because we couldn't handle the volume of business on the listing side. And then we've sort of grown, you know, a little bit every year from there. You know, so generally now we grow on the order of about 20%. And the way that the team stands for now, or for now, I guess there are 9 listing agents and there are 12 buyer agents. I don't really actively sell anymore, nor does Jane. Nor does Justine, my daughter. And then on the administrative side, there is a person that handles listings, a person that handles closings, a person that answers the phone, a person that does day-to-day marketing, person that oversees marketing in general, and is the general manager, and that's Justine. Yeah. And then we have, I guess, full-time photographer, and a full-time staging crew, which is 2 people. And then we've got a warehouse for that staging material and a truck that they work out of. And we've got a fellow that just specializes in leasing as well.
Nice.
And we divide the roles, you know, very specifically. As the administrative roles are divided, so are the agent roles. So the agents are, you know, they specialize in listings or they specialize with buyers. So cool. Everything is specialized. The notion behind that, obviously, is that they become proficient at those different elements. And, you know, so a buyer agent is showing properties all day, writing offers. They get very proficient at that end of the business. And a listing agent, likewise, on the other end of the business.
And not trying to be everything for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And then what quality do you have that you feel got you to where you are today?
Well, one chief quality, the only quality you need in real estate is persistence.
Persistence. I love it.
I really believe that to be so.
Yeah.
And persistence persistence and work ethic. And that's what we look for in our hires. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's not this, it's not really salesmanship. Mm-hmm. Meaning I don't really think that we sell a client anything. Our theory is that we want to be there when they want to act on a property, whether mm-hmm. that be buying or selling it.
So
we're not trying to create a buyer or a seller. We're trying to be there when people want to transact. And sure. We're trying to be top of mind when people want to transact. So our scripts are not designed to, you know, push somebody into selling or to, you know, coax somebody into buying. They're designed to facilitate that decision that comes from a buyer or a seller. And it's a distinction, you know, that separates us, I think, from some others in the industry. Then that model works, I'm sure, for many, but that's just not our model.
Mm-hmm. And it's not long-term like yours, where you're building relationship long-term.
Yeah, that's what it is. So we, like an awful lot of our business calls in, they want some sort of service or another. We do that service, but that service is not buying or selling. They need information. They need an evaluation. They need education about some element of the business or whatever. And we gladly do that. And we try and do it at a very high and a very professional level. And we try and deliver a consistent level of service across all of our agents so that when people, and the idea is just that if you know, if we do good work that we can be proud of for you, proud of, then, you know, you'll think of us. You'll tend to think of us when you decide that you want to transact.
Yeah.
So it's like an investment. We do a lot of investing in our business, but it's, you know, it's an investment of time, right?
Nice. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. What would be like three action items that every realtor that comes on your team must be doing? Three main things.
Well, they have to spend a lot of time in the database. That's chief. And that involves a lot of phone work.
Yeah.
So that would be the chief thing that they would have to do. They've got to know how to follow up with clients, and they've got to know how to service clients. They have to have a very high level of proficiency of skills in the workings of the business. In for listing agents, it's more about value, and for buying agents, it's more about the nuances of an offer, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to know that. And what would be a third thing? They have to want to grow and improve.
Nice.
Because the world changes so quickly. I mean, look at what we're all going through with COVID.
True.
Yeah. So we're looking for people that are just willing to learn and grow. And frankly, I don't want to spend, we'll even have people in here that can sell at a very high, that sell at a very high level, but they're not into growing and learning, and they don't really fit. You know, you're maybe cannibalizing somebody else's skill at a certain point if you're not willing to grow and learn. So, you know, if I had to pin it down to three, I'd say those are the three.
That's amazing. I love it.
I don't know if I got them in the right order, but those are the three.
Three main. Yeah. What motivates you now after 30 years? Like, what keeps you going and wanting to continue to grow?
Well, I like to carry a very high level of debt. No, I'm just kidding. I think what motivates me really is bringing along the people, you know, seeing people that come in. We often have people that come in as brand new agents, or even sometimes unlicensed agents, and we work with them to obtain their licenses. And then you'll see them a couple of years later, and they're, you know, just at the top of the field in terms of selling. Nice. And their lives have done a complete 180, and that's very, very gratifying.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes people come in and they just have no idea of what they're capable of. And that's a very special thing when you can help them reveal to themselves, you know, just what it is that they can be.
Mm-hmm.
So we really try to create an environment that brings out the best in people and that fosters that. And, you know, even if they leave, and we have very, very low turnover, I want them to leave, I don't know if this is the right way to say this, but maybe a more evolved person than they were, a higher skill set,
mm-hmm.
more confident, more capable of facing whatever challenges they might meet.
Mm-hmm. Someone who became a sponge and absorbed all the knowledge and experience that you were able
exactly.
to
offer. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you generate new ideas and keep innovating? Because you're always a step above, or wanting to be a step above of the business.
There are a lot of the ideas come from the team members. A lot of them are internal. I guess we're all students of the marketplace.
Yeah.
We're always, I mean, the pace of change here is tiresome. Like we're always implementing. I just had a meeting for an hour and a half with, the kind of the management side of it. And all it is firing out new ideas. And are we doing this? And if we did it, how would we do it? And how does that look? And what impact would that have? And is it better? Is it worse? And a lot of those ideas from today came from just talking to different agents on the team. You know, what if we did it this way? So, you know, the team members are a phenomenal resource because they're out there in the field. And if you can harness the thoughts of 20 people, you have to get them into a position where they feel comfortable to raise their hand and talk about how they see the future of real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's sort of like a grassroots process that we have. We formerly, pre-COVID, had, these big general meetings and often they became open forums, almost a brainstorming session on the industry.
Yeah.
That creates a lot of innovation, a lot of new ideas.
Nice.
And you know, they have the luxurious position of just bringing the ideas, but then the,
you implement it.
Unfortunately, the managers put them all into place, but it's a big job, but they love it.
Yeah. How do you define success?
I think success goes to being more and more capable, being more and more proficient every day, you know, just getting better and better at what you do and growing. That's my limited definition of it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
You talk a lot about processes, growth, and development. Where do you get your education? Where do you look for books or education on personal development, stuff like that?
Well, I'm always reading the latest and greatest, or even old wisdom on those things. So, I mean, a lot of what I know comes from that. You know, you have to keep up on trade journals. You have to keep up on podcasts. There is so much information out there that you could spend the entirety of your life looking at it.
Yeah.
And I don't even know that, you know, it necessarily matters where you start. Mm-hmm. If you start out with an appetite to learn, you will find, I mean, it will be put in front of you eventually what it is that you need to know. So I think most people make the mistake of not starting at it, right? If you read up on the industry for a year, you're going to be as knowledgeable as anybody in the game. Many agents in the industry learn the tradecraft, make a decent living, and then stop, and stop evolving.
No.
And what's the fun in that? You know, where's the energy? Where's the excitement?
True. Yeah. Awesome.
So we try to assemble people that are interested in that spark of life, that growth.
To be a great fit in your culture, and that's what you've built on.
Exactly. And it's interesting. Sometimes we'll start people, and that's not their philosophy in life, and they will self-identify and get out almost immediately. Mm. You know, they want to do a modicum of effort to make a living. But that's not what we're about here. We want you to get to your capacity. Mm-hmm. And then once you get to your capacity, we want you to double that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great culture to have, because it's beneficial for all the parties.
Yeah.
Cool. What would you say, like you said, you're not as much a realtor as you were before. What do you miss the most about being an active realtor?
Well, we were really busy on the weekend. Somebody had a bit of a COVID scare. It turned out to be nothing. So I had to go out and show a property for them.
Okay.
And actually, it was really enjoyable. So being out in the field and communicating one-to-one with clientele is, you know, that I'd forgotten how much I enjoyed that, because I hadn't done that in a while. Mm-hmm. So I forget what your question was, but I do miss
that. What you miss the most, I guess. So you miss.
Yeah. Well, I miss that. I miss the sort of hand to hand with the clientele and the one-on-one, you know, interaction with clients. Right.
So what's your typical day like now?
My typical day is like, I'm in the office. It's very boring. I'm in the office at 9. I generally leave the office. I'm in the office around 8:30. I generally leave the office at 5. And it's, you know, meeting with agents, meeting with management, and it's a lot of sort of decision making and planning is what I'm doing, and honing systems. There are a lot of files that you have to get into for one reason or another. They get complicated or problematic, so I have to have my nose in a lot of those files.
Yeah.
A lot of bouncing off ideas with the agents. You know, I'm not really into the value part of it. The property value part of it. Mm-hmm. My wife, Jane, is very, very good at that. So there's no reason for us to duplicate efforts. Sure. She works very closely with the agents on their valuations of properties. Mm-hmm. She has a mind like a steel trap for that she's developed over the last 25 years. So she remembers like every property that every one of the agents has ever been in.
Wow.
And so she is specialized at that part of the business. I'm more specialized maybe in the agent relationship side of it, and developing the agents, I guess, would be my focus.
Yeah. I can see that. Cool. What's exciting coming up in the future in your team and your business?
Well, I don't. Where do you want to start? I mean, there's so many things that are going on. It's changing so quickly. I guess one thing that's exciting, precipitated by COVID, is this more and more of a move to remote. Mm-hmm. So, you know, getting a beat on that and trying to do that right. Video, obviously, is a big one these days. Virtual is a big one these days.
Nice.
A thing that's exciting for us is, you know, we kind of started out in Waterdown and we got to around 15% market share, and it's economies of scale. It's not efficient to try and obtain a greater market share in a market than that. So in order to grow, we had to go to different markets. So we went into Burlington and now we have a significant market share there. We did that maybe, I don't know, 10 years ago. And now over the last several years, we've moved more and more into Hamilton. So that's a big thing. So it's finding these new areas for growth once we get to a certain market share.
Yeah.
That's a big thing in the future. What can I say? World domination. That's what's in the future.
Nice. Awesome. I love it. Very cool. Thank you so much for coming and sharing all of that.
Not at all.
And knowledge. That's amazing.
Not at all. Anytime. I enjoyed our conversation.